It's Monday, April 28th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Okanja is reeling from the recent tragic murders of three young girls, Ingrid Maasdorp, Rosalind Dinelau Fabian, and Beyonce Karuchas. Education Minister Sanet Steenkamp has spoken out about the incident in the town, while President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah met with Karuchas' grandmother and addressed the community at Noape Stadium. Okanja Mayor Beatrice Kotungondo shared her thoughts with us regarding the potential for implementing a lockdown.
You see, in order for you to have a lockdown, there needs to be a crisis, an additional crisis. It needs to be called by higher authorities. Now, if we are going to call for a lockdown, it should be, council should sit down, there should be a bylaw that should be made that from this time to that time, there will be no movements in Okahanya. Now, the president indicated that there should be a lockdown. We are now trying to look at the legal modalities around enforcing a lockdown.
The Works and Transport Minister Veiko Nekundi has ordered the security company working on the Nepara Road project to ensure its subcontractor pays workers the correct wage of $13.50 per hour. The company is currently paying $8.75 and Nekundi has given a deadline of Wednesday to meet these conditions or face dismissal. Local labour expert Hebert Yauch provided insight.
It is a most welcome move by the minister to say this will not be tolerated and government must make that clear throughout. That any contract will be terminated if a company doesn't pay the minimum wages. And I would also suggest that government passes very severe penalties for any company found to not pay at least the minimum wage levels.
Mac Albert Tengari has resigned as Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform Minister after being arrested on allegations of raping a 21-year-old woman and attempting to bribe her. The resignation followed increasing pressure from political analysts and the public. State House confirmed Tengari's resignation on Sunday. Public concerns have been raised over Tengari's presence at the State of the Nation address last week, despite his duties being formally revoked on April 23rd. The economic freedom fighters in South Africa say they have filed supplementary court papers in the Western Cape High Court to intervene in the legal challenge over Parliament's adoption of the fiscal framework and revenue proposals. Treasury General Ompile Maotwe says the party's intervention is rooted in a commitment to uphold constitutional principles, safeguard Parliament from unlawful political interference, and protect citizens from unjust taxation.
The EFF has consistently maintained, both inside and outside of Parliament, that as matters stand, South Africa has no lawful budget. The fiscal framework and revenue proposals were adopted through processes that violate the Constitution and the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. The only legitimate and practical way forward is a full reset of the 2025 budget process.
On the international front, an Israeli airstrike targeted a Hezbollah facility in southern Beirut in Lebanon on Sunday, shortly after the Israeli military issued an evacuation warning for parts of the Lebanese capital. CNN reports show the strike, which targeted a facility storing precision missiles, caused a large plume of smoke but resulted in no reported injuries. The Lebanese civil defense extinguished fires from the attack. The strike follows a pattern of Israeli operations in southern Lebanon since a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah took effect last November. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.